At the conclusion of our chapel today, you are all invited to proceed out to the College Brown for your... Thank you for catching that. We'll use this door and the door in the back, and we encourage you to move quickly, safely, and expeditiously so we can get that photograph taken. September 1911. The great ocean liner, RMS Olympic, collided with a British battleship near Southampton, England. It was badly damaged, and in order to be repaired, many ship workers had to be diverted from the construction of Olympic sister ship, RMS Titanic. Titanic had been scheduled for a maiden voyage in March, a time when her captain would have taken her far south of any winter danger. The schedule changed, and Titanic would sail in April. You know how the story ends. September 1911. 44 girls arrived in Mankato to begin coursework at the brand new ladies' seminary called Bethany College. So new, in fact, the buildings were not complete. Here, or rather in various places in Mankato, they took lessons in domestic science, Bible history, music, business, and needlework. The college hoped to train up women who would follow the example of Martha of Bethany, eager and able to serve, and Mary of Bethany, devoutly preoccupied with Jesus and his gifts. There is a hymn that captures that story and its import in our lives. The entire text of hymn 182 is worthy of study and reflection. Perhaps you will take the time to know this hymn while you are at Bethany. It will help you in your walk as you learn to see Christianity as, first of all, your way to life, and through your vocation, as a way of life. We sing hymn 182, verse 1. World War I changed society. Even in the conservative Lutheran community, the idea of a finishing school for women may have seemed suddenly out of date. For a variety of reasons, Bethany Women's College foundered. In 1927, the facilities were sold to a very small group of pastors and congregation, a still very small group, that we know as the Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Changes were significant. The institution became a two-year junior college with a high school department. A worldwide depression made the going difficult through the 30s. Tuition was often paid with potatoes, pickles, and preserves. Churches had unofficial contests to see who could donate the most eggs to the college kitchen. A culinary highlight were the breakfast cinnamon rolls, served once a year on the day before Christmas break. President Sigurd Christian Ylvisaker led the college through those challenging times. We remember his work via scholarships, a fine arts center, and in the melody he composed for the college song, High Amid the Trees. And we're going to sing that now. After World War II, the winds of theological change were blowing in American Lutheranism. The Small Synod determined that it should be responsible for the training of its own pastors, and by 1947, a seminary had become a part of Bethany. It's important to remember that all of the work, seminary, junior college, library, high school, chapel, gym, dormitory, everything happened in the building we call Old Main. It was during that time that the college choir adopted the hymn, On My Heart Imprint Thine Image, as its unofficial theme song. It is a prayer that reflects the spirit of Mary of Bethany. In this hymn, we pray that the inscription above the crucifix will be the center of our lives. This is also the heart of our mission statement, framed in every building on campus. Hymn 593. In the decades since the 1950s, the college has been unusually blessed. Names of dorm parents, pastors, professors, and presidents from that era identify our buildings: Anderson, Gullickson, Twite, Tigan, Meyer, Hunzi. And they remind us of the genuinely selfless work of those people and countless others who dedicated life and fortune to this place. In 1969, the high school was closed. It's commemorated at the Table Rock over by the jungle planting. And by 2000, the junior college program had developed to form a culture that would produce baccalaureate graduates. We are here because others were here before us. They supported the physical development of the college, but more importantly, they held up the clear light of Christ and His Word. Now, even though we're small, there is no guarantee that we won't lose that light for those who come after us. In fact, lost light is the shorthand history of most Christian colleges in America. And we are certainly not immune to the foolishness and pride which turns us away from the light. Where the light continues to burn, it burns by the grace of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. He will not leave us. Let us resolve every day to join Mary of Bethany to mine the priceless treasure of holy wisdom. We know how our story will end. Hymn 182, verse 5.
Thank you.